chapter 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Basically, it says they do err inside their heart because they don't know my way. Well, I only got one thing to say to you this morning. Just about all night long, I felt my spirit saying, tell them I want to lead them. Tell them that I want to lead them. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ is alive? And he's not dead, and he sent his spirit. The Bible says he sent his spirit to live within our hearts. And isn't it great that you don't have to learn the whole Bible before you can start to be led by God? Did you know people were following God before the book was written? Do you know the book was written about people that knew how to follow God? We believe the Word of God because it tells us how we should walk. But now we're growing up spiritually in this year 2000. How many want to have a better year this year than what you had last year? You're going to have the best year you have ever had. God is in control, and the devil is not. This is going to be a wild one for you. Amen? But this is how you're going to have that good year. The Bible says that God is good. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And it says that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. So I'm going to tell you what. God's got something for you, and it's not a sledgehammer. God's got something wonderful for you, and I believe that it's good. And the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God on the earth today, is trying to lead you to that good thing. I promise you, if you give God a shot this week, you'll have a better week. It can be better whether you want it to or not. So, this is how you make a better week. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation and said in my heart, they do err in their heart that they have not known my ways. You're going to have to learn to deal with your heart. First of all, you got to realize that God speaks to you. That God, of the God of all creation, is communicating with you every day and in every way. He's a living God, amen? And he's trying to tell you something. And he's speaking to you from the inside. When you're born again and you're saved, you get rejuvenated in the Spirit. Happened all throughout the book of Acts. They received first the baptism of John, and they had to repent, and they got all that stuff. And then they were baptized with fire and the Spirit. That means they've learned to communicate with God on God's level. Isn't that neat? And then God could communicate with them, and that's what we want to talk about. And we want you all to practice communication with God. That faith in Jesus Christ is just not coming to church, but you should come to church. You don't come to church, you won't have it long. So, why don't you open up also to Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Deborah, you read that to him. Amen.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Okay, stop right there and read that again.
For it is God which worketh in you both.
Stop right there. Okay, for it is God that works where? It says
in
that
you
it's
both.
God that works in you. That God is in you working. Isn't that neat? How many of you want to see God work around you? Well, God will never be able to work around you to the level that you want him to manifest until he starts to work in you. But it's God that's working on the inside of us. And all week long, all last week, all this week, the Spirit of God is within you trying to communicate to you and trying to bring you closer to the heart of our Father. Amen? And what's that working? God's on the inside of you working what?
To will.
To will, to make you want to. And what?
And to do of his good pleasure.
And to will and to do of his good pleasure. So, God is on the inside of us, working on the inside of us for this reason. To make you want to give you a desire. To do his good pleasure. Isn't that neat? Can you cooperate with that? So how many want to be on God's side this week? First of all, settle yourself. And get the peace that passes all understanding and let God work. I forget that God works on the inside sometimes. But if you got something you can't handle, how many got a situation you can't handle, you just can't deal with it? Has anybody got that, or you got all your stuff under control? How many got everything under control? Well, guess what? It will always be messed up without Jesus Christ and without God's power working in you. And life will get to the point to where you live basically to see God manifest. Do you understand what I say when I say that? You live to see God manifest. That's what life is all about. The adventure, Brother Copeland said that our future is within us, that God put the seed of his word in our heart. And that's what life is all about. Guess where your good year is? This good year that we were talking about. I'm not talking about your tires. That good year that God has for you is not far off, that you got to pray and pray to the clouds. Come on down, good year. Come on down, good year. Good year happened. Oh, God, please make things work out. But the good year, God has already placed it within you. That the best that God has for you is already on the inside of you, and you've got to learn how to let the Holy Spirit work within you to bring about that good desire and that good pleasure. And that's real easy. I think that's lesson one. Acts chapter 11, verse 12. You know what? The book, all the gospel references, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they basically tell us what Jesus did about Jesus' ministry and what he came about to do. But the book of Acts tells us what the church should be. Not necessarily what we see about us, but the book of Acts is our only scriptural basis of what we have and what a church truly should be. And the Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, right? So if the Holy Ghost was doing these things back then, guess what? He'll do it today if you let him. And we can believe God to be like that, amen? God does communicate to people today. And it's just not some special select few on TBN. It's to every man. The Holy Ghost is to everybody. Isn't that great? You can follow the Spirit of God. No, not after you say 122 Hail Marys, amen. Not after you come up to the front and fall on the floor 22 times. Guess what? As soon as you're ready to quiet your heart, I don't care. You can just start. Listen, there was a man called Cornelius in the Bible. He was a centurion. Means he wasn't a Jew, but he was just a good guy. And before he was even baptized in the Holy Spirit, God communicated to him and talked to him and said, look, there's some guy down there named Peter that you need to get up here to your house. Well, God will do the same thing to you, amen? Well, how do you know you don't get a devil? You can tell if it's a devil or not. If it makes you feel bad all over, it's not God. If it's telling you to hurt somebody, not God. If it yells at you, usually not God. Well, somebody says, people go out there thinking they hear God's spirit for themselves and do all those stuff. Then they'll get flaky, and that's how you get caught. That's how you get all weird things. Somebody heard him. Somebody heard him. I'd rather hear the voice of the Holy Spirit when it confirms the scripture and the Bible base and half the Looney Tunes on the television and half the fruitcakes we go and think that they know God just because they're sitting up behind a podium. That means they've been to Bible school. It doesn't mean they had an encounter with Jesus Christ. That's why we're going to get back to the basis. Paul said, our preaching came not with you with enticing words of man's wisdom. I'm sick of enticing words that can do nothing. Amen. Paul didn't have that kind of ministry. Paul said, we did not come here with enticing words of man's wisdom, but we came with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. If you ain't got no power, don't want to hear it. Amen. That sounds nice. It's wonderful. Sally Jesse says the same thing. God says, I said it, I meant it, and I sent the Holy Ghost to represent it. And he's sending the Holy Ghost in these final days to represent what he truly said. We're about to see a whole bunch of stuff. The Bible says that. It says in the last days he'll pour out his spirit. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men and old men see visions and dreams. Well, what are you talking about? We're getting you set up to hear and see what God said you see. The Bible says that. Now, I want you to see what it was like for these special people. Well, that's Paul. No, that's Paul, and that's the disciples. That's them. They were so special. They were the apostles of the Lamb. Well, Paul said, well, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, imagine if I told you to come follow me, and I'm taking you through the jungle, and I'm saying, now, you come and follow me, and we'll make it together. I'm going to call you, and you come follow me. And you didn't know that I was an acrobat. I was like Tarzan of the jungle, right? And I'm going to tell you to follow me through the jungle. Then all of a sudden, I start doing a whole bunch of wild stuff you couldn't do. Follow me. And I start swinging on vines and jumping and going from tree to tree. Well, did you know what? That they came to be our examples. They came to be our examples. Jesus came as our example. He said, look, greater things than these things which you see me do, you'll be able to do. You don't like that? Throw the Bible away. Find your own. Just because people refuse to die to their flesh, because people don't got any power, because they want to live in the flesh and abide in the flesh, amen, they try to change the Bible. Well, the Bible says what it meant, amen? Greater works. And that's what we're about to see. And you know, we're seeing greater works. Isn't it great? I mean, somebody said, do you got faith? Absolutely not. I don't think I got faith. Faith means that you don't see anything and you build your case on what you don't see. I see too much. This ain't faith. It's a reality. I mean, I've gotten beyond faith. I've seen so many things to where I'd have a problem not believing. Amen. I have a difficult time not believing God and trusting God. This ain't faith. This is a reality. I know that God is real, and he manifests himself. Hallelujah. Now, in Acts chapter 11, verse 12, this is what we can expect. It said, and the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Isn't that neat? Well, in these days, the Holy Ghost is taking control, and he's telling us, and he's leading us by his Spirit to do wonderful things. And many people don't do any wonderful things because they don't know how to follow the Spirit within. Somebody say inspiration. That word means Spirit within. And when people do artsy things, they call it inspired. They become inspired. That means that there's something within them that allows them to do something they wouldn't normally do. You want to have a better year this year? I want you to know that there's the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside of you, and he's going to inspire you to do great and wonderful and mighty things. You can have inspiration again. That means you can put a flair in whatever you do. Whether you're a doctor, you can make your stitches a little bit tighter. Amen? A lawyer in your business, God wants you to have inspiration, not dredging and hating life and miserable all the time. Amen? On the inside of you, God does everything well. He's extremely creative. So within the heart of every believer, there is a creativeness within us. And God's bringing that back together again. The Bible says he will renew us and put new life within us. And that's the first thing he's going to do. First of all, I'm going to tell you that I'm in you. And then within I'm in you, there's inspiration. Basically, it said the Spirit bid me go with nothing doubting. That means that we were inspired to go. Isn't that great? So the Spirit does lead. So these guys went and did something because of something they heard on the inside of them. The same today, yesterday, and forevermore. The Bible didn't say those things wouldn't happen anymore. That's a lie. That's an excuse. Did you know there was a point in the Bible to where they didn't have a prophetic word between the Old Testament and the New Testament? It's like a period of 400 years. Does that mean that God doesn't speak anymore? No, that means that the people were out of touch. God was speaking, but they couldn't hear. Another example in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 13, verse 4. We're going to trust you to start following the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in your life on a daily basis and see what happens. We get a lot of people that are motivated by anger, resentment, bitterness, and fear, and nobody says anything. They get in the road rage, and they can do whatever they want to, inspired. But the minute you start talking, people start talking about, I'm going to get inspired by the Holy Spirit to do something, they start calling them crazy. You're inspired by something. You're motivated to do something. All right. So, Acts chapter 13, verse 4. So they being sent forth by the what? Wow. So they being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, they did something commissioned by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's just not some bird flying around the air. It's just not some emotion. It's the person. It's the voice of God on the earth today. It's what's going to keep us safe, secure, and comforted. Amen? And it will lead you if you want to be led. And he's not going to lead you according to your own understanding. He's going to lead you by relationship that he has with you on the inside. And you're going to develop yourself spiritually to where you can follow the unctions of the Holy Ghost. So that like these men, when they say, look, the Spirit just made me go, I don't know why I'm here. I'm just here. I just felt led to get here. Felt led to call you. Anybody remember Brother Osteen's book, The Divine Flow? Brother Osteen, The Oasis of Love. You see the posters up there, Lakewood Church. Well, you know what? They built that church basically on that. They didn't have some rules and regulations. All right, you're the pastor. You have to do this. You have to do that. He said the first thing he did was cut out all that stuff. That's a job description. But when he followed the voice of God and the inward leading on the inside, wonderful things happen. How many of you would love to be that way? See, there are a lot of people that do Christian things out of guilt, which is the flesh. Remember I said last week, we did a good thing, but it wasn't a God thing? There are many good things. Don't get trapped up in good things. That's how people get burnt out. They get burnt out. I mean, you can good yourself to death. Amen? You can't do everything, but what God wants you to do is follow the inspiration on the inside of your heart. Learn to develop that and to do that thing. You know the enemy will work people over like that? The devil gets in people's heads. You got to do this. You got to do that. Yah-moo, like a whip over your back. You know, you're afraid to go to hell if you don't do this and you don't do that. No. You know how you're going to get to heaven? Following the leading of the Holy Ghost. He will comfort you and preserve you and keep you. Yeah, we believe in salvation. We confess our sins, and without Jesus Christ, no man will see God. But if you want to stay in that light, you got to learn to follow the Spirit of God. That's just the beginning. That's not the end. That's just the beginning. When we get remission from sins, that just opens the door so we can walk with the Holy Ghost. And many people think that that's the ticket. No, you couldn't hear the Holy Ghost if it wasn't for what Jesus did. You were separated from God. So Jesus came to bring us to God the Father, amen, that we could have a relationship with him. And it's that relationship with him that brings us salvation. Isn't that neat? So say it's only the beginning and not the end. The Bible says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. What does that basically mean? It says with the fear of God and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It says, you must fear God with the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Now turn to Acts chapter 15, verse 28. How many are going to practice this inspiration? It's wonderful. You'll learn the heart of God. You'll find yourself doing things you wouldn't normally do. Isn't that nice? And you'll start to believe God for yourself. Here's another instance of people flowing in the Holy Spirit or flowing in the Holy Ghost. This is what truly flowing in the Holy Ghost is all about and walking in the Spirit is all about. It's not necessarily acting crazy in church, even though that's good, amen? But that's not what they call walking in the Spirit. Walking is in the Spirit is having a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ with the comfort of the Holy Ghost and following him on a daily basis in everything. And people, that is your ticket out of here. And that is your deliverance. He always knows what to do in every case and in every instance. He knows everything that's going on in your life. He's got it all together. He's better than a palm pilot. He's better than a Franklin Day Planner. He knows everything you got going. And he will organize you if you want to be organized. And many people find themselves stretched out because they never do this. They don't find out whether they're at peace on the inside of their spirit or on the inside of their heart. Every day, every moment, every second, you can say, God, is this where you want me? Am I doing what pleases you? You lead me to where you want to go. And you'll find excitement and joy and peace in that. Acts chapter 15, verse 28 says that, for it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. Isn't that neat? Means that they lived a lifestyle that they check with the Holy Spirit. They said it felt good inside the Spirit. It means that the Spirit wasn't grieved when we did this. And it also seemed good to us. Isn't that neat? Think about all the things that you got going on in your life. Is it good with the Holy Ghost? And if it's good with the Holy Ghost, is it good with you? Say, I'm going to follow the Spirit. And let the Spirit lead me. the Spirit of Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, will lead you to where he wants you to be. And you can start anywhere. I got to work this out? No, you're not going to be able to work it out. I got to fix this first and then I can hear it better? No, that's crazy. I got to get rid of all this sin in my life so I can hear the Holy Spirit? How are you going to know what sin is but by the Holy Ghost? He'll start with you right where you are. Isn't that neat? Isn't that great? And what you got to learn to do is you got to quiet yourself so that you can find out, hey, I've got peace with God. And God is helping me. Isn't that neat? How many believe that God is helping you? The Holy Spirit is helping you in every way. How many want to have a better week? How many feel that you're all alone? Have you ever gotten that way, that you're dealing with some stuff that, man, if people only understood what I went through or what I had to deal with? God does. God does. Quiet yourself and follow the Spirit this week, and I bet you things will go better.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.